This is Rabbi Judah. I'm continuing my series on the 10 allegories of the prophet Jeremiah. I ask that you have your Bible open to Jeremiah and be prepared to take notes. Today's message or teaching is going to be the fourth allegory, and we will call the fourth allegory the broken bottle. The scripture references are from Jeremiah 19:1 through Jeremiah 20:18. The allegory is given in chapter 19, verses 1 through 15, but we'll start with chapter 19 of Jeremiah, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1, "Thus said Adonai, go buy a potter's clay jar. Take some of the elders of the people and some elders of the Kohanim." Kohanim are the high priest, of which, of course, Jeremiah was one. Verse 2, "And go out to the valley of Ben Hinnom, near the entrance of the Potsherah gate, and proclaim there the words that I will tell you." And so in that simple instruction, Jeremiah is told to do four things. Go and buy a bottle. Second, he was to take with him two groups of the leaders of the people. That would be the civil leaders and the religious leaders. Thirdly, he was to go down to the valley of the son of Hinnom by the Potsherah gate, which is probably the same of what is now known as the Dung Gate, for those that have been to Israel with me. And fourth, he was then to proclaim there the words, "I will tell you." The interpretation of this allegory is given in chapter 19, verses 3 through 9. Verse 3, "And say, hear the word of Adonai, kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says Adonai Tzvaot," which is the warrior title of God, Lord of hosts, "the God of Israel, I am about to bring such a catastrophe on this place that whoever hears about it, his ears will tingle. For they have forsaken me and have alienated this place by burning sacrifices in it to other gods, which neither they nor their forefathers nor the kings of Judah have known. They have also filled this place with the blood of innocents." Verse 5, "They have built high places for Baal in order to burn their children in the fire as burnt offerings to Baal, something I never commanded nor mentioned, nor did it ever come into my mind." Verse 6, "Therefore, behold, the days are coming, it is a declaration of Adonai, when this place will no longer be called Tophet, or the Valley of Ben Hinnom, but the Valley of Slaughter." Verse 7, continuing, "So I will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place. I will have them fall by the sword before their enemies. By the hand of them that seek their life, I will give them their carcasses as food for the birds of the sky and the beasts of the earth." Verse 8, "I will make this city a horror and a hissing. Everyone passing by will be stunned and hiss because of all her wounds." Verse 9, "And I will make them eat the flesh of their sons and their daughters, and every one will eat his companion's flesh during the siege and distress, which their enemies and those who seek their life will inflict on them." So in this section, God told Jeremiah what he was going to say to the kings of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He was to declare a total of three things. In verse 3, he points out that it is God who is going to bring this evil. And, you know, when he brings this evil, whoever hears, his ears will tingle. The word kings is plural because he was addressing the entire dynasty of David. Secondly, a declaration of the sins of Israel themselves in verses 4 and 5. They had forsaken God. They had estranged this place and have burned incense in it to other gods that they did not know. They or their fathers, or even the kings of Judah, did that. Their fathers did, and now they are doing it. Also, they have filled this place with the blood of innocents, which is a reference to human sacrifice that was practiced in this section of the Valley of Hinnom. And you see that mentioned in 2 Kings 21:16, which reads, "Moreover, Manasseh shed so much innocent blood until he filled Jerusalem with blood from one end to the other, in adoration for his sin which he made in Judah, in doing what is evil in Adonai's eyes." And finally, it points out they had built the high places of Baal to burn their children in the fire for burnt offerings, which I did not command you. I spoke not and didn't even think about such things. In the worship of Baal, you took children, threw them in the fire, and if Baal did not want them, he threw them back. Needless to say, none were ever thrown back. So for these three reasons, God was going to bring evil that was described in verse 3. Thirdly, in verses 6 through 9, it is a edict of judgment to Topheth, or the valley in the area of the Valley of Hinnom. He starts by pointing out its future names in verse 6, where it says, "The place will no longer be called Topheth or the Valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the Valley of Slaughter." And so here Jeremiah predicts the old names would be changed. The valley, by the way, it comes by the west and south walls of Jerusalem. And that one small section of Hinnom was known as Topheth. And it was in this section that human sacrifices were practiced. But now, as a result of God's divine judgment, it will no longer be referred as Topheth or the Valley of Hinnom, but the Valley of, in Hebrew, Haharagah, or the Valley of Slaughter. There will be massive deaths for the inhabitants of the land, which it says in verse 7. For God intended to make null and void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place. This place is Topheth, and the council was their idolatrous centers. God said, "I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hand of them that seek their life, and their dead bodies will I give food for the birds of heavens and the beasts of the earth." Well, in verse 8, Jerusalem has become an astonishment, a hissing to those who passed by. It would hiss because of the plagues that were in it, the results of the siege, which was pointed out in verse 9, during the siege, they would eat the flesh of their children and friends, and Babylon would indeed kill many of them. In Jeremiah 19, verses 10 through 13, you now have the judgments against Topheth. Verse 10 reads, "Then you will shatter the jar in the presence of the people who accompany you, and say to them, 'Thus says Adonai Tzvaot, Even so, I will shatter this people in this city as one shatters a potter's jar, which can never be made whole again. So they will be burying in Topheth, and there will be no further place to bury. Thus I will do in this place. It is a declaration of Adonai and to its inhabitants, making this city as Topheth. Verse 13, the houses of Jerusalem, the houses of the kings of Judah, will be as defiled as the place Topheth. All the houses on whose roofs they burned incense to the whole heavenly host and poured out drink offerings to other gods. So in this conclusion of this particular allegory, says it's going to take place in a certain spot as a part of this picture. From Topheth, which is where the prophecy of the verses 1 through 13 were given, Jeremiah was to go back to the city, to the temple compound, into the court of the house of God, and repeat the message to all the people earlier as he had given to the leaders. The message which he gives in verse 15 is a message of judgment. The reason is that they had made their necks stiff so they would not hear the words. But just as a broken bottle is shattered in pieces, even so God will shatter the kingdom of Judah. Chapter 20 is actually just a continuation of the events of chapter 19. And we'll summarize that. Verses 1 through 6 record the rejection of Jeremiah's message. Jeremiah began in that chapter by being in prison in verses 1 and 2, but after spending the night in stocks, he was released in verse 3. The one who instigated the arrest was now under divine judgment, that's verse 4, and he was destined to become a terror. The wealth of Jerusalem, mentioned in verse 5, was destined to become a spoil for the Babylonians. As for the instigator again in verse 6, he and his house will go into captivity in Babylon and will die in captivity, never to return home again. The record of the fulfillment of this prophecy is Jeremiah 29 verses 25 through 26, which records that a new person had the office of this one. Verses 7 through 18 have Jeremiah's lamentation. It starts out with a prayer of despair in verses 7 through 10. But nevertheless, God remains Jeremiah's trust, and that's recorded in verses 11 and 13. Nevertheless, he feels so emotionally distressed over the events that are going to happen to his people, and that this section will end in verses 14 and 16 with Jeremiah cursing the very day of his birth. And I gave you a lot of scriptures, which is why I told you you should be ready to take notes, because I want to keep these messages short so as not to lose your focus on them. I'm only going to do one allegory in each of these teaching. And that concludes the end of this particular chapter. I would appreciate your feedback. You can email me at rabbijudah@bethmessiah.life. Somebody sitting with me just asked a question that I'm going to ask on this teaching, if you didn't turn it off. And it was an explanation of the verses which talks about the Israelites were defiling the roofs of Jerusalem because they burned incense to the host of heaven and poured out drink offerings to other gods. And that's spelled out a little bit more clear in Jeremiah 32:29, which reads, Then the Chaldeans fighting against the city will come and set fire on the city and burn it with the houses where they burned incense to Baal on their roofs and poured out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me. And this is also pointed out in a further judgment in Zephaniah chapter 1 verses 4 and 5, which reads, I will stretch out my hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, the names of the idolatrous priest, along with the Kohanim, those bowing down on the roofs to the host of heaven, and those bowing down to swearing to Adonai, they also swear by Molech, which was the problem with the priesthood. And again, I didn't point out the specific scripture that said where Jeremiah went into the temple in Jerusalem, but that's still in chapter 19 of Jeremiah, verses 14 and 15. Then Jeremiah came from Topheth, where Adonai had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of Adonai's house and said to all the people, "Thus says Adonai, O the God of Israel, I am about to bring this on this city and on all her towns, the whole disaster that I pronounced against it, but because they stiffened their neck rather than hearing my words." And I thought I should add that on because somebody sitting here listening to me asked that question. Sorry, I did this after my conclusion, but that concludes what I'm doing. Thank you. See you next time.